Today's broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the Sunday service of December 31st, 2017. It is brought to you from the people of Holy Trinity, who wish you a happy and healthy 2018 for you and your family.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning, this last day of 2017. At this time, I'm going to invite us all to stand as we join together in our opening hymn. Blessed be the Holy One of Israel, the Word made flesh, the power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Gathered in the name of Jesus, let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor, pausing for a moment of silent reflection. Gracious God, in Christ Jesus, you come among us as light shining in darkness. We confess our failure to welcome this light. Forgive us and renew our hope, so that we may live in the light of your grace and welcome the truth of Christ the Lord. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. Your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray together our prayer of the day today. Eternal God, you are the author of time, and you give us new beginnings even though we don't deserve them. Grant that in this new year we may know your presence, see your love at work, and live our days renewed by the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we hear our scripture readings for today.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Ephesians, the third chapter. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Here ends the reading.
The Gospel is from Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler, who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Friends, this is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated as I invite any kids who are here to come forward and join me in front for the children's message. Well, good morning, everyone. Let me hear you say good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you all today. Was anyone cold outside this morning? A little bit? Was anyone like, "This is nothing, I'm a Minnesotan"? Yeah, no big deal? You're really cold outside. Well, I got a question for you today. Today we're talking about times that we make mistakes. Uh-oh. Has anyone here ever made a mistake? Yeah? Yeah, some people are bold. Some people are like, "I don't want to say it, but I think I did." You made a mistake. When it was nap time, you made a mistake. What'd you do? Yeah, you cried because you had to go to nap time, huh? Yeah. How about other mistakes? What do you think? Anyone want to share a mistake they've made? Anytime you messed up? Anybody else? But can you think of them? Can you think of them in your head? Yeah. No one wants to share them. This is kind of a risky children's sermon. But I appreciate you bringing it up. I think we all make mistakes, don't we? We all make mistakes. So It's the end of 2017, and tomorrow we start a new year, right? Have you heard of what some people do when you start a new year? What might some people do? New Year's party, okay, yep. And then, as you start the new year, make a New Year's resolution. Yeah. Have any of you thought about what you might do differently this next year? New Year's resolution, yeah. Oh, get a football from your friend? Okay. Okay, what else? What? Anyone else have New Year's resolutions? Yeah. Easter. You want to go to Easter? Yeah, that's a good resolution.
I have a sparkly Easter dress at home.
You have a sparkly Easter dress at home? Oh, my goodness.
And it has a bow.
It's pink and it has a bow. Well, I bet there's people here that are thinking of New Year's resolutions. Maybe they want to exercise more, eat better, sleep better, spend time with family, friends, whoever knows what the resolutions might be. But this year, so we start a new year, we get a new start. And I want to tell you today, we are celebrating two very special baptisms. For Annabelle here and for Clara back there. And did you know that when it comes to baptism, God gives us a promise that every day we wake up, every day that we wake up, we have a new start. We get a new beginning. We are renewed. So we don't need a new year to get a new beginning. With God, every day begins a new day. And we get that promise in baptism. So as we think about beginning the new year and ways we want to start off better, we remember that God gives us that new start every single day. So let's have a prayer before we go back to our seats. Can you fold your hands and repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for giving us new days every day. Help us to live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats. Well, once again, good morning on this cold and yet beautiful Minnesota morning. It is good to be gathered in worship. As we heard today, we hear about our scripture passage in the Bible, known about the wise men, probably better referred to as the Magi, and we're celebrating a little bit early this lesser-known liturgical holiday known as Epiphany. But it's also New Year's Eve, and so we're beginning this worship series for the next few weeks called Renewed. Because it turns out that a new beginning, being made new, being renewed, are really important concepts in the Christian faith. So I imagine, just like some of our kids today, many of us adults are thinking of ways in which we can do better at something in 2018 than we did in 2017. We're making our New Year's resolutions because there's something in our lives that we need to realign, something we need to fix, perhaps a mistake we've made that we don't want to make again. So today we're talking about making mistakes. I have to say, sometimes I struggle to find sermon illustrations from personal experiences. But today I have many, many stories to choose from about making mistakes. So I'm not short on sermon material for today. But I'll share with you one story today. It happened this summer. We were getting our home in Alexandria ready to sell. We were trying to get a picture perfect to put on the market so that we could be ready to move down here to New Prague. And we wanted the selling to go as smooth as possible, so we wanted everything to look as beautiful as possible. And we had this big, green, evergreen arborvitae that was supposed to be a small decorative bush right in front of the garage, but by this time was really overgrown and had, in fact, kind of become an obstacle to get into the garage. So I don't know what it was. Maybe I was stressed by something at work that day, or maybe just overwhelmed by being anxious about the move or that kind of thing. But one day after work, I thought, I'm going to tackle that thing. I knew that it would have been easier to borrow someone's chainsaw or to hire a tree removal company or shrub removal company come on out and take it out. But I thought, I could totally do this. And I had a little extra adrenaline from the day. So with that little adrenaline, with a little stress, and with a little handsaw, this arborvitae was no match for me. I started sawing off branch after branch. Soon I had a big pile of branches, so I needed to move that pile and then start a whole new pile. So bit by bit, I conquered that sucker, and pretty soon I got down to the stump. By this time, my t-shirt was soaked with sweat, and sawdust covered me. That evergreen smell was going to be with me for a little while, I was sure, but I didn't care. I was pretty proud of my manliness by this point, and I figured, well, if I didn't use a chainsaw by now, I might as well just get an old-fashioned shovel and dig this stump out. So I moved the rocks away from the stump, pulled back the weed-blocking fabric, and started digging out some dirt. And it was right about this moment when our neighbor Bill started walking across the road. Now, Bill was a great neighbor. He was retired, and he wasn't intrusive at all, but he always kept an eye out for the neighbors and for ourselves. And he was also a member of our church, but he was the kind of guy who sat in the back and didn't need to be recognized. So he'd give a small nod of approval and a smile as we walked out the church, but then he'd sneakily leave church before we'd have a chance to say good morning to him. He was just a great guy and great neighbor to have. But anyway, Bill, I saw him coming across the road as I was working that day, and I was proud of my work, and I was proud of the couple of huge piles of branches that I had personally cut down and my sweat-stained t-shirt covered in sawdust. And I shook his hand, and he said, "Looks like you got a big project here today." And I was sure that he was coming over to offer his help, because maybe he saw my handsaw and figured he could bring over his chainsaw, right? And I was ready to say, "Nah, it's okay. Don't worry. I got it, Bill. I got lots of young energy. I can do it." Well, that's not why he came over. Instead, he said, and he'd been in the neighborhood for a while, he said, "Say, Ben, just want to make sure you know that underneath that stump there's a gas line." He said, "I wouldn't dig anymore if I were you." Oops. You ever make mistakes? You ever do something where you think you know what you're doing and then somebody reminds you you didn't quite think everything through first? Anyone else, if you were preaching today, have an easy time coming up with sermon illustrations? Well, today we read the story of the Magi, sometimes called wise men. These were dream interpreter, fortune-telling, horoscope-believing, magic kind of people. They looked to the stars in the sky for answers to life's biggest questions. But that's how they ended up finding Jesus. But I have to tell you, this might be a part of the story we might not have noticed before, but in their search for their discovery, they made a dumb move. They made a mistake. So I'm going to invite us today to turn to our Bibles. Let's pull out those black books, and let's turn to Matthew. And I know we're spending this year in Mark, but we couldn't go to Mark because there wasn't a Christmas story in Mark. And we can't go to Mark because there's not an Epiphany story in Mark. And so we're turning to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. This is the first book of the New Testament, the story of Jesus. Page 783. Matthew chapter 2. So let's just read together starting in verse 1 of chapter 2. Ready? "In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, 'Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage.'" Now let's stop right there. So the Magi saw this star, right? They saw a star and they went to find what this star pointed to. They somehow knew that it pointed to something really important. They knew that it pointed to an important child who was going to be king of the Jews. Where is this child who's been born king of the Jews? Somehow they knew that, and that's why they went. Now, think about this with me. If you could think of one person who would feel the most threatened by a new king? If you can think of one person who would feel the most threatened by a new king, who would it be? The current king, right? The current king. So that's like telling your current coach, I'm scouting for a new coach. Or that's like telling your new or your current boss, you know, I think this person would be a really good boss for me. I mean, that coach would say, okay, that sounds great. You can sit on the bench. And that boss would say, all right, great. You can find another job, right? You don't tell that person that you're looking for their replacement. But that's what the Magi did. So they went to King Herod and they said, we're looking for this person who's the new king. And that's how the story begins. So of course the story goes on to say, this alarmed King Herod, right? He was a brutal and cruel leader. He'd been in power for 40 years, and he was not necessarily ecstatic about the idea that people are looking for this new king. He wasn't excited about this threat to his national security, to his power. So Herod told these Magi, I tell you what, how about when you find this new king, you tell me about it, okay? How about if you give me word? When you find this new king, let me know. Because I'd like to pay my respects too. My guess is at this point, those Magi were thinking, oh no. What were we thinking? We made a mistake. Well, the Bible story goes on to say that these Magi did go and find Jesus, right? They followed the star. As we keep reading, they followed the star until it stopped and they were overwhelmed with joy. And let's flip the page to verse 11. They were so excited on entering the house. They saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And here's the one verse I want us to kind of look at today and focus in on this next verse. Let's read verse 12 together. If you're still with me, Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. So they knew they made a mistake, right? They knew they made a dumb move by telling Herod in the first place. But it's at this time that the Magi had to make a decision. Either to go back to Herod to tell him, hey, we found him, to make that mistake again, or to go home by another road. So I think as we begin a new year, we know that we each have made mistakes. But we have a Bible passage that tells us that we can learn from them. And we can follow the lead of these Magi and choose a different road next time. Well, for me, Bill saved the day this summer. I quickly called 811, which I highly recommend, by the way. If you're digging in your yards, call 811. And the host of yellow, red, orange flags confirmed in our yard that Bill was right. The gas line was directly below, probably 6 inches below, the stump. And that day, in my high adrenaline, as we were getting our house ready to go on the market, I was minutes away from making a really, really big mistake. I almost filled our basement with gasoline because I was too determined to tackle this arborvitae without thinking first. And I never want to go down that road again. And for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about this theme of renewed. This theme of renewed. The good news of the gospel is that time after time in this book, the people of God make mistakes. Time after time, the people of God make mistakes. And we see in this book that being a Christian doesn't mean that you're always right. Being a Christian doesn't mean that you don't make those mistakes. Doesn't mean you've got it all figured out. Being a Christian means that we don't have it figured out. That we can't do it on our own and we need a Savior. Because we don't ultimately trust in ourselves. But one of the reasons I like the Bible is because there are lots of stories of people making mistakes so I can relate. And my guess is that many of us, we too have made mistakes. We've done something we shouldn't have, we just weren't thinking clearly, we just got carried away. But time after time, The Bible shows us that faith gives us a new start, another chance, a new road by which we can go. So as we begin this new year, as we follow these magi to the manger, how might Jesus be redirecting our paths down another road so that we may not make that same mistake again? So let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for renewing us this morning, but also every day. God, we know in the promises of baptism, you remind us that you give us a new start every time we wake up, every time we open our eyes. So God, give us this new start as we begin this 2018 and show us these other roads that can help us not make the same mistakes again this year. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand as we sing together. Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And as you go on your way today, be comforted in knowing that Christ goes with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you watching over you, and within you to give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.